Friends, Romans, countrymen. It's Stage Direction with Zoe Larson coming.
Morena, Zoe.
Morena, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Pretty good.
That's good. This is exciting. You've got some real live theatre happening to talk about, as well as some cool online stuff too, I'm sure.
Yeah, so things are slowly warming up in Auckland in the theatre scene.
In the weather though.
No,
sorry,
no.
See what you did there, Tess.
Anyway, onwards.
Basement's not opening until the 29th of August, and Basement's usually my go-to with theatre recommendations.
But
there is a play on at the Dolphin Theatre in Onehunga called Death Trap, which is about...
Sounds spooky.
Yeah, it's about a failing playwright, which maybe some people out
may
there...
May or may not be autofiction, who knows? I'm sure we'll see.
And his wife is like, it's just a phase, you'll push through it. And he's like, no, we've got to plagiarise this work of another established playwright. So that happens, and then there's a psychic involved who's doing all these foretellings of ominous happenings and untimely deaths. And all I know is that they don't know how true her predictions are going to be.
Okay.
Do you know what would be very meta was if he plagiarised that play from someone else? That's probably not the case, but could be.
Was that the Doctor Who theme?
No, that was just Misk Spooky.
Oh, okay.
Spooky noise. Yeah, just came from the sting bank of my brain.
Anywho, so that's Death Trap, plagiarism and
it sounds
psychics.
Fun. It sounds very
fun.
Yeah,
it sounds fun. And also you can go and you can support some real life theatre.
Yeah,
which they need that support right now.
Totally. So especially these smaller theatres too that have, you know, probably had a bit of a gnarly time over lockdown.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And this is quite a long season. It's from the 3rd of July, which is today, all the way until the 18th.
Awesome.
So hopefully they get some people in.
Go support that.
Yeah, on their website, they haven't specified what ticket is what. So it just says Dolphin Theatre, $29. Dolphin Theatre, $25. So I'm guessing that's
sounds like it's a bit of a rolling price system.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Awesome.
So it's either going to be $29, $25, or $17.
Sounds reasonable as to go and support some awesome local work.
Totally. Another local thing, which isn't going to see a play, but the Civic is opening up their Civic tours again.
Oh, cool.
Which just looks so cool. They're hour-long tours, and I think you get to go like down into the depths of the
cool.
That's Civic. So cool. I would love something like
that. So that's
get
tomorrow.
Into that.
I think I've said this before on this show, but one friend of mine came and visited from the UK, and she was desperate to go and see the Civic because apparently it's one of only a few atmospheric cinemas left in the world, that has atmospheric theatres rather, that has that whole, you know, grandiose kind of
the clouds,
the stars in the ceiling, the little sort of strange town up the top. But the only, you know, when you look up the top of the Civic and it's got those little houses and stuff.
It's really cool.
It's very cool. You should go on one of these tours, Tess.
Definitely.
I think the only show that was playing though when she was visiting was Riverdance. So we went to Riverdance.
That's amazing.
It was really fun.
I imagine these tours to be very like Phantom of the Opera, hand at the level of your eye, like walking through the river or whatever's down there. I don't know.
I feel like it'll
be very Andrew Lloyd Webber. Anyway, so that's tomorrow at 10 a.m.
Cool.
If you can get up at that time. But I also think they're going to be like several times a week.
Awesome.
That you can go to that. And it's $44, which I think is, I reckon it'd be worth it.
It's going to be pricey, but cool.
Exactly. You can explore the Civic.
I'd pay that.
Yeah. Something I'm very excited about, which maybe not as many people are, but a play that I'm really excited about that's coming out today is Hamilton's going to be on Disney Plus.
Oh, I feel there's like a lot of people who'd be excited
about
that. Yeah, okay, I don't
know what this is. What?
You've missed a phenomenon here,
Tess. I don't know what Hamilton is.
What is Hamilton?
I didn't even have to write notes down to talk about Hamilton. Hamilton came out in 2016. It's written by Lin-Manuel Miranda. And who is just, he's such a force
of
nature.
He's a bit of a genius,
His writing is insane. I didn't see Hamilton until the middle of last year, and I first heard it in 2017. And the way he writes and the way he tells a story, I could just listen to the soundtrack and I know everything I need to know about America's first bank. Like, it's about...
So it's quite...
So what's it about? Sorry. It's about... The story of Alexander Hamilton, who was one of America's founding fathers.
Yeah.
And the American Revolution getting away from England and the king and all of
but
that.
But it was quite, like, significant when it came out because it was played with a really multiracial cast, and it was a lot about, like, the immigrant experience in America, and has been hugely political since it started. They've had lots of, like, protest action. They've done lots of stuff with the cast, and I think they've got some really interesting thing about the original cast who did it all get some money from every time the play gets redone, because they were part of creating it as a phenomenon, so they always get a little bit of cash from every time it gets remade. Wow. Which
so
is awesome.
Yeah. Now that it's on Disney Plus, is that the original video?
It's the original cast, right. And it was filmed, I think they did one sort of long shot of with an audience in the studio, so this must have been done quite a while ago actually. And then they filmed it over like a couple of days, like getting all the close-ups so you can really see the actors. And
cool.
Yeah, I'm so excited. And
so this is one for the musical theatre nerds out there.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Of which I am one.
I am also
one. I'm a massive musical theatre nerd.
Cool.
So yeah, that's on Disney Plus. So you do have to have Disney Plus to watch it. But I definitely thought it was
worth mentioning. Maybe it's time to crack out the free trial.
Maybe, yeah, I was going to say, maybe there's a free trial. Yeah.
Did you know that I auditioned for Hamilton?
No, I did not know that. That's amazing, Zoe.
I don't know how I got an audition for it, but I went to the Civic and I sang my little heart out.
Yeah, Zoe.
Did not get a call back.
Oh,
who,
Zoe.
Who cares?
It
it's all about trying.
So fun. So yeah, Hamilton. Go watch it on Disney Plus.
I might watch it. To be honest, I have to say, when you said that this was an amazing story, I wasn't expecting you to say about banks.
Well, it's not really about banks. Yeah. I just think that's a funny take.
Part of it, yeah. That's awesome, though.
Yeah. And also, last but not least, National Theatre at Home. I don't know how long they're going to be doing
this.
Well,
their lockdown is kind of lifting over there now, for better or for worse. So maybe only a few more weeks, who knows?
But this one looks absolutely spectacular. It's called Le Blanc, and it's by Lorraine Hansberry, who wrote the play in the 1960s. She's best known for her play Raisin in the Sun, but she wrote Le Blanc in 1965, and she never actually saw it finished because, oh no, she died in 1965, and the play made its Broadway debut in 1970, so she never saw it finished. But it debuted to really, really heavy criticism because it depicts the plights of colonialism of the late 19th and 20th century.
Yeah.
It's set in, I think it's a fictional African country, that's on the brink of civil war.
Right.
And where the society is planning to, like, drive out its colonial past for a more independent future. And there's lots of racial tension and lots of violence. And this guy, Tshembe, returns to this country from London for his father's funeral and ends up getting swept up into it.
Wow, okay.
But it looks absolutely amazing. And I really would recommend, just even if you have a bit of time, looking up the playwright, Lorraine Hansberry, because her story itself, like, sounds super interesting.
Cool.
But yeah, huge criticism when it debuted. I think this is a 2016 recording of it.
Okay, nice.
But yeah, it's been described as a searing portrait of white imperialism and black nationalism.
Wow.
And it, yeah, I reckon if you're going to watch a piece of theatre this week...
That seems like an important one.
Yeah, maybe even more important than Hamilton. I don't know.
Who knows, maybe. Hey, Zoe, thank you so much. Those sound like some fantastic recommendations.
No worries.
I hope you have a lovely weekend.
Yeah, you too.
See ya.
Bye.
That was Stage Direction with Zoe Larson-Cumming.
Thank you very much, Zoe.